Selected poems from Cassandra Windwalker's The Almost Children. The Became. Even the dullest pebble glows, gem-like in the prism of river and sun. Oil spills become rainbows. Sea-swamped eyes see mermaids where sea lions bask in the gloaming. A coward becomes an objector. An ink-stained envelope with ragged edges stands effigy to a love letter as long as it remains unread. As long as I don't ask, you might still have answered me. Its spectacular flight rendered stained glass by my tears. The hummingbird becomes more than bird, becomes farewell, more spirit than feathers, more wish than presence. I am untumbled, unlit, unlifted, still bound to my bones, and caught unbecoming. Where the light stops. Here the zenith of the sun barely strikes the tops of the spruce trees, a slivered crescent of day that begins and ends in the same sky, and leaves the wolf of darkness ever crouched at my back, content in his unthreatened repose to merely stretch and growl from time to time, till the last drops of day are spilled out across the earth, and he will rise, unhurried, to his long prowl. I watch that traveling sunlight as it presses through the trees to fall in long, glittering, golden fingers against the snow, and I think of all the light still caught, trapped against the other side of those dark limbs and bunching needles. I think of all the light that cannot reach me. At Petroglyph Cliffs. Stories in stone draw us into the desert, compel us to chance the cliffs and crevices, to fix our feet on a path pounded out by other beings we cannot bear to divorce from ourselves. Their language is strange and harsh, falling on our ears in a melody we cannot match. Their leathered skin wrinkling and folding over eyes whose vantage we cannot share. Their hands full of treasures we cannot count, but still, they tell stories. The shape of their words is unfamiliar, but the music and the ripple that they make when they strike the surface of our thoughts create a resonance that we know reverberates through the thousand years of our divide and makes eager children of us all. Light the fire, then, and sit cross-legged in the dust. Dangle brave fingers over the abyss and laugh in terror as the wind snatches at your hand and whispers in your ear its false promises to carry you to the next ridge. Take a stick, a song, a chisel, and leave your mark. This fierce country, with its mysteries and its lies, makes storytellers of us all. And while we make our trade in words, no weapon nor time can hope to estrange us. Where we meet. Discordance is the mortal lullaby, this reassurance that we are more and less than the stuff of which we are made, than the stuff to which we are reduced. I took the softest fabric I could find and counted out golden stitches with my needle. I strung tiny, glass-like shells on a leather cord. I pounded letters and leaves onto a strip of calfskin. I clutched an eagle feather, already pinched and shorn of its memory of the river winds. I took all the baby's finery, and I laid it in the dust, with sweating hands that shook in the heat and the heights. I piled rock after rock beneath the witness of the cliff and fixed my eyes on the promise of the ravine, of the canyon, of the open air. Her bones, her hair, her flesh are not here, but I give name and voice to her spirit. I give place to footsteps that follow my own back along the canyon paths. More than skin and something less than divine. She barely had time to be carnal, so I will build this carnal cairn for her. We'll anchor her shiftless spirit to its strange origin of dust and blood and decay till she tugs me free of my own ropes and coils, till that melody fades and I find a new song beyond the stars. Not too late. It is late to say your name, a year since you left, without ever having drawn a single breath. The only mark you left then was blood, but now the beating of your heart has become the battery of the wind, the percussion of the rain that strikes my skin, and I cannot own you wholly gone. I will tether you to this place you quit with a name, with your name. I will cast this fetter however far I must to draw you back, just long enough to tell you this. You did not die an unnamed thing. Then I will tell you one thing more. Goodbye, my Abigail. Shadow World. In the desert, the days are bleak with light. Heat that pounds with unrelenting ferocity on earth whose stone has turned to sand beneath the onslaught. I swept the light away, dug out a quietude of shadow beneath a stunted tree whose obstinacy I claimed for your own, and there I laid the relics of your name, hoping that the shade of the austere canyon, so hostile to the frailties of human flesh, might for your unready and feckless feet be refuge and playground. That she, who scarcely mortal, never learned fear, might practice some small humanity among those rocks and thorns before losing all hold on this carnal plane. Let's argue. I wonder if you go frustrated with your small space in my rooms, only sized for an as you were. If the sound of your name on my lips grates you with its cloying phonation, I like to think you push the walls, break down the door, dare me to yell at you. Get angry, get annoyed, get exasperated with you. Find your growth unfamiliar and your rebellion obnoxious. I'm sorry I don't know how to build bigger rooms for you. Sorry I only know the name of the baby that wasn't, but I promise if you call me out, if you challenge me, defy me, I will find a way to answer. The Second Sun. He walks between the inhalations, darts past as my eyelids sweep up. This corpse who wears my sun's skin, and pleads with me from eyeless sockets. He is the almost, the nearly, the could have been and yet to come of a knight that spared his life and took two others. He has nowhere to go, this ghastly child who cannot enter heaven but has lost his body here, so I will carry him with me and hope to keep him from his brother. New definitions. Beneath these scars that recall so violent and horrific an event are buried other scars, much more innocent in their import. The fall you took at the park when you were one has, on the cusp of manhood, been buried beneath the shrapnel of glass and steel and energy. But regardless of their origin, the interpretation of all scars is the same. He healed. For others, wounds are always wounds till they are dust, but you are not they. You have healed. You will be healed. You will heal others. Reluctant badges, they nonetheless remain proof of life, though that old proof of that former life has forever vanished, along with the boy who bore it.